He's got two hit TV shows, The Millers on CBS and Real Husbands of Hollywood. And because of The Millers, I think he's too big for Kevin Hart now.
Smooth JB.
It is smooth.
He changed his name to Smooth JB.
You put a play on words right there. You see that? You see what you just did?
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize what you just did. Too big.
Too big. Too big for Kevin Hart.
Everybody's too big for Kevin Hart, man. Everybody's too big.
Radio guys. You radio guys are so quick and crappy. You know, you're crappy and quick. Even in the morning. That means you guys got to be up earlier than an average person's brain. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Right? Right? You got to anticipate. You got to always anticipate things. Weather, the traffic, right? You got people that do that stuff. In the department. You all got to be crafty and on point.
Crafty.
Depending on you guys every morning, right?
Thank you, JB. Right? Thank you, JB Smooth, for
recognizing. I'm just saying you guys have to anticipate things. I do one in somebody's bathroom and they got no damn tissue. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Whose job is this to put tissue in the bathroom, right? You guys, you know, I'm just saying you guys anticipate things. I'm just giving you examples of how you guys anticipate things.
Yes.
You know?
Now you're in LA. You're in LA or you're in New York?
I'm in LA.
But your home
is still in
New York.
I'm in LA right now.
Okay.
I'm in LA. No, I'm in LA. Now see, you have to be where your bulk of your money is made at. So.
I understand. Let me ask you this about New York. Are you a Jets fan or a Giants fan?
I am what we call in New York, we call it a suffering Jets fan.
A suffering Jets fan.
A suffering Jets fan. That place like a damn. That place, I don't know what's going on in that building right there. That building needs some help. That's all I'm saying. I'm a suffering Jets fan, but I'm also a Saints fan because I'm a down south boy. So I gotta go down a little bit of down south. Mm-hmm. I gotta go a little bit of New York.
Now, so Nets Jets or Knicks? Nets.
Yeah, Nets or Knicks.
Come on, man. Don't. How dare you even try? To disrespect me by saying I'm a Nets fan, because first of all, even though the Nets were never, they just got to Brooklyn. I can't. Come on, they just got there, man.
They're transplants. They just
moved in the building. Come on, man. It's like one of them dudes, soon a new girl moving the building. He's hitting on the girl already. Come on, man. She just got here, man. Let her get in the building. You know, she's still putting her boxes in the elevator. You all over her. Come on, man. Leave her alone, man. She just got here.
Yankees or Mets?
They were dirty laundry, everything. Come on, man.
And no, what about the Yankees? The Yankees or the Mets?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Of course, I'm a Yankee fan. A buddy of mine lives near the Mets stadium, and he said he could hear the losses from his house. Come on, man. Come on, man. I am a true Yankee fan, man. You see all this that went on with Derek Jeter, man, the legend. This is what being a Yankee is all about. I have no disrespect, right? Is that something to say? People always got to say that. You got to throw that in there. No disrespect to the Nets. No disrespect to the Giants. No disrespect to the Mets. But I'm a Yankee. I'm a Jet fan. I'm a Knicks fan.
Okay. Last question.
No disrespect.
Last question. Harlem or Brooklyn?
Come on, man. First of all, you can't even ask me Harlem or Brooklyn because I'm from Money Earning Mount Vernon, baby. Money Earning Mount Vernon on my list. Come on, man. You taking me to see? I'm gonna lay it out there, man. I'm gonna be blunt with you, man. I'm talking about Money Earning Mount Vernon. First of all, yeah, Money Earning Mount Vernon. First, even though I don't live in Money Earning Mount Vernon no more, and I do have a condo in Brooklyn, but I will say this much. I don't live in Mount Vernon anymore. But, you know, I got family and friends there. So, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Disrespect. I just can't live there. You know, no disrespect.
And Real House Husbands, is there Mariah jokes or no Mariah jokes this season?
You know, I'm going to say this much. No disrespect. No disrespect. But I don't work there no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't work there no more. So, no disrespect. You know what I mean? And it was my job to put the tissue in the bathroom, and I'm so sorry what's happening over there. You know, I'm just moved up a level. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Because you're CBS, and you're with the Millers now.
I'm on CBS, baby. CBS. Come on, now. I can't do both. I can't juggle both networks, man. I can't do it. I would love to have done it. But sometimes they tell you, the bigger person is going to tell you, look here. you can't do that no more because we're doing this over here.
A suffering Jets fan, a Yankees fan,
a Knicks fan,
and a money-earning Mount Vernon fan.
And he don't live there no more.
And
he's
no,
on the Millers on CBS. Right. He's not with Real Husbands.
No, sir.
It's J.B. Smooth.
He don't work there no more.